Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Tate. And we are right smack dab in the middle of International Fight Week, which is our Super Bowl week for all things combat sports related. And the whole event's getting capped off with an amazing card of UFC 200, with a main event of John Bones Jones versus Daniel Cormier. And then before that, we have some fights on Thursday and Friday, where we have the Ultimate Fighter finale, and also Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I never can say her name properly. She's going to be defending her title. And then we have Rafael Dos Anjos, who is actually defending his title. But with it being International Fight Week and such a big week, one of the things that we have done is we've put together my pound-for-pound rankings for MMA. And yesterday I did the pound for pound rankings for the men, which turned out the way it looks like, as in we had number 10, which was Chris Weidman. We followed Chris Weidman up with Anthony Rumble Johnson, which was a controversial decision, but it was one that I thought was the right one. We followed that up with Stipe Miocic at number 8. Number 7 was Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. We rode right into Rafael Dos Anjos, who is actually defending his title this week during International Fight Week. Rode into Robbie Lawler at number 5. Number 4, we had Dominic Cruz, who just came off of a big win over Uriah Faber. Rode right into number 3, who is part of that big, giant main event card, the grudge match. So we had Daniel Cormier at number 3. We had, you know, a living legend, Demetrius Johnson, at number 2. And then for number 1, we actually had John Bones Jones as the number 1 fighter, pound for pound, for men. And, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of people will say it's Demetrius Johnson. Some people will agree that it's John Bones Jones. One thing is for sure, that UFC 200 main event card is built for fireworks. So today, you know, since we did yesterday the men's, I thought it would be a perfect time to actually do the women's pound for pound rankings. And so when we come back, I will give out my top 10 pound for pound rankings in women's mixed martial arts. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Okay, we're back. And as I was saying before, we are going to be touching on, because of International Fight Week, we are going to be touching on the pound-for-pound rankings for women's mixed martial arts. And, you know, one of the things that when you think of women's mixed martial arts, right out of the gate, you traditionally think about a lot of the big names in the UFC. And, you know, I agree with a lot of them from the UFC, but one of the big things about women's mixed martial arts is the fact that a lot of times people don't realize who all the top fighters are. And that's one of the things I wanted to bring your attention to, because I do more than just watch women's mixed martial arts in the UFC, but I watch it all over the globe. And I look at who's the best fighters across the globe. And I'm going to start off with a dynamo. My number 10 fighter is someone that most of you have no clue who she is. And for those of you who know who she is, I'm very proud of you guys, because this girl is amazing. My number 10 pound-for-pound women's fighter is the atomweight champion out of one championship. That's Angela Lee, the unstoppable Angela Lee. Now, a lot of you who don't know who Angela Lee is going to say, who the heck is Angela Lee? Well, Angela Lee may be the most complete female MMA fighter in the world. Her grappling skills are second to none. Reminds me of, you know, the skills. She has the skills of on the ground like Anderson Silva. I mean, she's just amazing. She's on a tear kind of like the way Ronda Rousey was, but not as far as like knocking people out. She makes everybody tap out or go to sleep. She has just been just a phenomenal fighter. And here's the scary thing that's absolutely the scariest thing of it all is this. This woman was a two-time Junior Pancrase world champion before the age of 18. Now, so that means she's been a world-class fighter for many, many years. And, you know, she's only 19. Now, when she turned pro, after winning a couple of Pancrase Junior Championships, she turns pro at 18. She goes right in. And the Dynasty Champion, which is another division, women fighting division, she came right out the gate at 18. She won that world championship. Turned around at age 19, went right into one championship, which a lot of you may not know one championship, but that when I look at the top five or top four places to watch mixed martial arts, number one is UFC. Number two, I always give it to Bellator. Three, by default, I go World Series of Fighting. And then the next one I go with is one championship. So UFC, Bellator, sorry, then Invicta. I left out Invicta. Then World Series of Fighting. Then World Series of Champion, one championship, which used to be called ONE FC. And Angela Lee, who's from Hawaii. She's the one championship champion. That's hard to say sometimes when you got too many championships in there, but she's the one champion. She's amazing. She's only 19 years old. So when you look around and you look at the pound for pound rankings and you look at who some of the best fighters in the world are, most of these guys are easily 10 years older than her. She's going to be, you know, by the time she's not even close to her prime. But she's so technically sound. She's just an amazing fighter. Go on YouTube and look at some of her fights, because I think you guys would be really impressed. My number 10 fighter is Angela Lee, and you guys should really check her out. Now, my next fighter, and it's kind of funny that my pound-for-pound ranking actually started out with someone from one championship, and then the next person that rolls into my pound-for-pound rankings is actually someone else that's not in the UFC. My number 9 fighter is the Invicta Bantamweight champion, and that is Tanya Evinger. Now, Tanya, if you're listening to this, I did say Invicta Bantamweight Champion. When I posted my pound for pound rankings on Facebook, I made a mistake. If you look at the poster that I put on Twitter, I listed her as the Invicta Bantamweight Champion, but when I said division, I actually had her in, and I said the UFC, which was a total slip up on my part. This woman is the Bantamweight Champion for Invicta. She is a force. She's just a hard-nosed, gritty fighter. One of my absolute favorites to watch. Another mistake I made was her record is 18-5. I had her listed at 22-5, so I totally messed up when it came to Tanya. But one of the things I'll tell you is this. I've watched her. I've watched a lot of her fights. I even went back and watched when she was in The Ultimate Fighter. And she got a bit of a raw deal when she got pulled. She was in a fight and she ended up losing in the fight, and she ended up getting kicked out of the house or on the very first day when she wasn't really prepared. This woman can compete with almost anyone in the UFC in the bantamweight division, and so she is no slouch, guys. I know if you don't follow Invicta, you may not know who she is. If you know who she is, she's the one that threw the big kiss on the announcer, which a few months ago that kind of everyone was talking about. But she's the real deal. She has hand speed. She's tough. She can take a punch, and she can dish it out like nobody's business. This is one of the best fighters in the world. Embrace her, because she's someone that everyone, if you like women's mixed martial arts, she's someone that you should go and see. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of women's mixed martial arts, and I'm telling you, I watch it everywhere. And like I said, if I got Angela Lee at number 10, and I got her at number 9. I watch women's MMA everywhere. She is one of the best. Tanya Evringer. Okay, and then my next fighter is the number 8 pound-for-pound rankings when it comes to women is Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes, who has a big fight coming up here at UFC 200, where she is actually fighting Miesha Tate for the Women's Bantamweight Championship. Amanda is just a tough woman. She's with a 12-4 record. She has taken on everyone, and I mean, she's impressive. There's only been once that I've ever seen her really stumble, and that was against Kat Zingano. That fight, I actually saw her. She was tough, but that's where, you know, I thought Kat was a little bit too much for her at that point in time. But since then, she has really righted the ship, and she has really shown that she is a very strong contender for the belt. A lot of people may not know who she is, and a lot of people may just take her for granted and think she does not have a chance against Miesha Tate. You will be wrong. This woman is a real threat to Miesha, and I'm very curious to see how it turns out. But she is definitely someone who deserves a title shot. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the outcome works out. But she is, you know, just one of those guys who, who can be totally overlooked and and shock the world and walk out of there with the strap. Now, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to move on to this next fighter. That is number 7. My number 7 pound-for-pound ranking for women's mixed martial arts. And that's Claudia Gadelha. And Claudia is fighting on I believe that's Friday night's card, where she's fighting Joanna Dragicek. I always have that tough time. I keep saying that. But let me tell you this. A lot of people may not know who Claudia is. I'm going to ask you to give you a little homework before this fight on Friday happens. I want you to go on YouTube and go back. If you got the UFC Fight Pass, go to UFC Fight Pass. It's on there as well. And go back and watch the Joanna Claudia fight. Joanna is one of my absolute favorite fighters in the world. I think she has skills beyond, you know what I mean, she's just amazing. But when I go back, the first time I saw this fight, I had Claudia winning. I went back, I watched the fight again, I had Claudia winning. Then yesterday, because I knew I was going to be covering the women's mixed martial arts, I went back and I watched it a third time. I had Claudia winning. That's telling you, Claudia, I mean, it was a very tough fight. In the first round, I had Claudia winning the first round all the way to the end. It was maybe like 11 seconds left. And Joanna hit her with an uppercut that dropped her. And Joanna jumped on her. The bell sounded. Claudia was in a lot of trouble. If the fight would have had another 30 seconds in it, I don't think this fight would even be happening, because I think Joanna would have finished her off. But the fact of the matter is, the bell did sound. And I had Claudia winning most of that first round, but because Joanna dropped her and then almost knocked her out, I gave that first round to Joanna. But from that point on, I had Claudia winning the second and the third round relatively easy, as a matter of fact. I'm still amazed at how she handled Joanna. She made it really tough. She kept taking her to the ground. She stayed on top of her, and she kept mauling her. And whenever Joanna would try to get up, she would punish her for trying to get off that mat. And she did a really great job. Joanna is a much tougher fighter. Now she's a much better fighter. But so is Claudia. This is a pick'em fight, guys. No one really looks at this fight as a fight to even consider. Everyone just thinks it's going to be Joanna win with an easy win. This is maybe the closest fight of all the fights on UFC 200. I truly don't know who's going to win this fight, because I could see a scenario where Claudia could win this fight with ease. I could see a scenario where Joanna wins this fight with ease. And then I could also see a scenario where they beat the crap out of each other. These two girls are to be reckoned with. These two girls are, you know, the winner of this will own that featherweight division. Strawweight division. They're going to, you know, there's going to be, you know, one hell of a fight coming on here. If Claudia wins, you've set yourself up for a pretty nice rematch. And if Joanna wins, I get Joanna taking a long stroll through that strawweight division, because this is the toughest person, and in my opinion, the only person in the UFC strawweight division that can actually give Joanna a run for her money. But I'm really looking forward to this fight. Don't take this fight for granted. This is a fight you want to see. It's going to be on Friday. Check it out. It is worth it. When we come back, we're going to touch on a few more of the fighters. We're going to hit with number 6. Right now, I'm going to recap before we go on a quick break. I had the one championship, atom weight champion, which is Angela Lee, an 18-year-old dynamo and a superstar, one that I really recommend you guys take a look at. My number 9 is the Invicta bantamweight champion, Tanya Nevinger. She is a tough woman. She makes no bones about who she is. She's very confident who she is, but she will fight anyone, anywhere, anytime, that whether it's at a bar or in the Invicta cage, she's that woman. Amanda Nunes, who is actually fighting Misha Tate, and, you know, can give Misha a really tough run. And then, like I said, who we just covered was Claudia Gadelha, who actually, in my opinion, I thought won the first fight between her and Joanna, and I'm really looking forward to this next one. When we come back, we're hitting number 6.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. live from news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Okay, we're back. And we've been covering the pound-for-pound ranking for women, for women's mixed martial arts. And we just went through the list, and we started out with Angela Lee, who was one championship, atom weight champion. We rolled right into Tanya Evinger, Amanda Nunez at number 8. Number 7 was Claudia Gadelha. And then we roll right into number 6, which is one of my favorite fighters in the world, and that is Alpha Kat Zingano. Kat Zingano is just an amazing, hard, tough, strong fighter. Her record is 9-1. Her only loss is a flash submission with Ronda Rousey, and there's no shame in losing to Ronda Rousey. I would have really liked to see how well she would have performed against Ronda if the fight would have went a little bit longer. But Kat is that woman who could easily be the next bantamweight champion. When you look at the main event at UFC 200 for women, and you look at it and you say, okay, Amanda Nunez versus Miesha Tate. The one thing they both have in common is they were both beat by Kat Zingano. And that's no joke. She fought those guys, and she's already beat both of them. She's an elite women's fighter. She took some time off after the Ronda Rousey fight. I'm really excited about seeing her get back into the ring again. But this woman has skills and has the ability to beat anyone in the UFC women's bantamweight division. I'm really looking forward to seeing her her fight, because she has a fight as well coming up this week, and I'm looking forward to seeing her fight. But she is definitely my number 6 pound-for-pound women's mixed martial arts person, as I didn't even say that properly. But you understand my MMA pound-for-pound women's ranking, she's number 6. That way I got it. I finally got it out properly there. But Kat Zingano is just such an impressive woman. Now, I'm going to touch on the next fighter. And the next fighter in my pound-for-pound rankings is Holly Holm. She's my number 5 fighter with a record of 10-1. The last time we saw her, she was losing the title against Miesha Tate. But in the loss, I gained a lot of respect for her. She's a tough woman. When Miesha had her in the rear naked choke in that first round, she did not want to give up. She could have easily given up in the first round. But she got herself together. She really pressed the issue. She was a really tough fighter. She took it all the way to the end of the fight. And then she got caught again on the ground. And Miesha put that rear naked choke on her. But she was never going to quit. She wasn't going to tap out. She stayed, and she went out on her shield. She went out. Only way she was going to tap was you're going to have to put her to sleep. And that's what Miesha Tate did. And I respect Miesha for doing that, and I respect her for fighting and hanging on as long as she could. But this woman has been nothing but a dynamo and a champion for years. Started out in boxing. She was a multi-time world champion in boxing. Once upon a time, there was a woman named Chrissy Martley, which a lot of you may not even know, or some of you may remember. But I mean, she fought from Chrissy Martley all the way through. She was just a powerhouse in the boxing division, and then she turned to the UFC, and only thing she did was set the world on fire and to become nothing but one of the best fighters in the world. where she actually ended up upsetting maybe one of the most dominating fighters in the history of the UFC when she upset Ronda Rousey. I do think it's a little disappointing. I would have loved to have seen the rematch between her and Miesha Tate as the next fight. So I was a little disappointed in that because you have a situation where you could have actually a round-robin tournament where Miesha Tate and Holly could fight. The winner of that actually goes back and fights Ronda Rousey, and then you also have Chris Cyborg in there. But she also has a fight coming up very soon. But she is definitely my number 5 pound for pound ranking fighter, and she's a force, and I'm looking forward to seeing her get back in the ring again. Okay, so we've covered our fight. We covered number 5, and now before we're gonna roll right into the number 4 mixed martial arts fighter. Now my number 4 guy, or not guy but girl or lady, is the UFC bantamweight champion. You know she's awesome, even with a name with the same name as mine, which is Tate. That's Miesha Cupcake Tate. Never was a big fan of that nickname, but it works for her. But Miesha is definitely one of the fighters that I love to go back and watch. I still, right to this day, I go back and I look at some of her Strikeforce matches. She's just tough. She doesn't know quit. She can be losing. You can beat her up, she's going to keep coming. She's just that good. She's the current champion, a much deserved. I was very happy to see her get the title. She's one of those girls that it's kind of like Robbie Lawler. It doesn't matter whether she's winning the fight or losing. Until that fifth round rings, that bell sounds, she still has a chance. She'll put you to sleep. She'll put you in an arm bar. She'll do whatever it takes. Doesn't matter how ugly the fight gets, Miesha Tate is a scrapper. And, you know, she wants that title. And when she says she doesn't want anyone taking it from her, Miesha Tate will do whatever it takes to keep that belt. Believe me, guys. And, you know, she's got a really tough fight against Amanda Nunes coming up. And Amanda better be on her game because Miesha is going to come and bring it. Because she does not want anyone, but anyone, to take that belt from her. So with that, my number 4 fighter is Miesha Tate, who I've been really impressed with. When we come back, we're going to touch on our top 3 fighters in women's mixed martial arts, and I'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Okay, and we're back, and we're just talking about the pound for pound rankings for women's mixed martial arts. And I started out by going kind of off the UFC beaten path by starting out with the one championship atomweight champion, which was which is Angela Lee. And then I rolled right into Invicta and the Invicta bantamweight champion at number 9, which was Tonya Evinger. My number 8 fighter, I made Amanda Nunes. My number 7 fighter, I made Claudia Gadelha, who really fought a really tough fight with Joanna Jędrzejczyk a while ago and came close to winning that fight. It was just very impressive. And then after that, I rolled right into number 6, one of my favorite fighters, which is Alpha Kat Zingano. After that is the woman who upset maybe the greatest women fighter of all time, and Ronda Rousey, that was Holly Holm. I went right from there to number four, who is the current UFC bantamweight champion, and that was Misha Cupcake Tate. And now I'm touching on number three. And number three, we haven't seen her in a little while, but everyone remembers how dominant she was. At 12-1, Ronda Rousey is our number three pound-for-pound fighter for women's mixed martial arts. And Ronda Rousey has been an ambassador to the game. She has fought everyone that you want to put in front of her. The only fighter that she hasn't fought as of yet is Chris Cyborg, and I don't really have a problem with that, strictly because they're really in two different divisions. But Ronda Rousey started ripping through the women's mixed martial arts world like no one has ever seen before. She was a freight train. She was that Mike Tyson of women's mixed martial arts for a very long time, and then she ran into her Buster Douglas, which was Holly Holm. And I don't mean any disrespect to Holly Holm by calling her Buster Douglas, because Holly Holm could be champion again, and I have a lot of respect for Holly. But Ronda, you know, Ronda had a bad night that night, but I've yet to see anyone else, and that's from beating Misha Tate twice to beating Kat Zingano in, I believe it was like 15 seconds, to knocking Midge Carmouche out in no time flat. She has been a force in the women's bantamweight division. She's been a great ambassador to the women's mix, UFC and the MMA world. She's been a great ambassador, but no one can question how tough she is. And I'm really looking forward to her fighting the winner of the Amanda Nunes Misha Tate fight. I'm really looking forward to seeing her get back in the ring, because other than that one bad night, there hasn't been another bad night since then. I mean, since before that. And so she, even though her last fight was a loss, she is still number three in the mixed martial arts world. Now, the next person is the person who I talk about and I avoid her name like the plague. It's Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I can't pronounce it to save my freaking life. Jędrzejczyk. And you try saying her name. I'm going to spell her last name for you. Jędrzejczyk. That's hard as hell to say. Well, all I want to say, so I'm going to just stick with Joanna. Joanna has just been so amazing. I love watching her fight. She puts punches together in bunches. She's like a little Tasmanian devil, just firing shots everywhere. She's 11-0. She just looks amazing in the ring. I love listening to her interviews. But she's a really tough fighter. Now, she has a fight coming up this week where she's actually fighting the one person that really gave her a really tough go. And that's Claudia Gadelha. You know, and I've made no bones about the fact that that's the only person I ever thought that she lost to. I watched that fight. I've watched it three times, and each time I had Joanna losing. But I will tell you this. Since that fight, she's gone on and kept winning. She's gone on and dominated to win the strawweight championship. She's been just a major force, and she's gotten a lot better. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens in this fight that's coming up this weekend. As you can see, if you watch The Ultimate Fighter, there's not a lot of love lost there. Both fighters feel like they can win this fight. This is going to be a really tough fight. If she wins, she truly does, cements her place as one of the top two fighters, pound for pound, in the UFC division and in mixed martial arts. But if she loses, you have another fight scheduled. There's going to be a rematch in this fight. So, no matter what, I think everyone wins. But this is going to be one heck of a fight. But my number two fighter is Joanna. And like I said, she's the strawweight champion in the UFC. I'm looking forward to it. And now that takes me right to our number one pound-for-pound fighter in all of mixed martial arts. And this person, right now she's rolling with dual citizenship. And what I mean by that is she's an Invicta featherweight champion, and she's also a contender in the UFC because her last fight was actually in the UFC. So she's actually rolling in both of them right now. We have our number one pound-for-pound fighter, and that's Chris Cyborg. Cyborg is, you know, and I'm going to start out by saying I have personally been a big fan of Dana White. And, you know, and one of the big concerns about possibly selling the UFC and things like that is I'm okay with the UFC selling as long as we get to keep Dana White, because Dana White has made nothing but great decisions when it comes to the UFC. The only decision that I think he's ever made that I think is a big mistake is that when they brought in Ronda Rousey, they should have brought in Chris Cyborg and made a bantamweight and a featherweight division, because a lot of UFC fighters have missed out on Chris Cyborg, which is the most dominating force in mixed martial arts. She's been a force. She is so big. She's so strong. She's having a really tough time, you know, trying to get down to that weight, get down to the bantamweight division. I know, you know, I watched a couple of things on her of what she had to do from, you know, doing a lot of cardio three times a day, eating only fish, doing everything she can to make that weight. And it was just so hard for her to make it. But I would love to see a situation where instead of having the super fight between her and Ronda Rousey, or her and Miesha Tate, or Cyborg and Holly Holm, I would love for them to create a featherweight division, because I think UFC would benefit from having both. The bantamweight division, which has some of the amazing fighters, and then having that featherweight division as well, because I think you have two guys or two women who can really put it out there and really do some amazing things. And then you take in, you know, Miesha Tate, who is the current champion, and she can put it out there, and she's amazing. You know, no matter how you slice it, if you went up with the featherweight division and you had, you know, Cyborg at one title at the featherweight division, Miesha Tate at the bantamweight, or Ronda Rousey or Holly Holm or whomever you want to put there, and then Joanna at the next division, you would have three amazing women's champion. And I really hope that at some point in time that the UFC and Dana White does this. But my number one fighter is the Invicta featherweight champion, who is not only has she dominated the featherweight division in Invicta, but came into the UFC and handled business easily. She's knocked out everybody that's come up against her. She's just been, you know, just a big, massive force. And a lot of people say the big game plan is to take her to the ground. Well, a lot of people have tried. No one has ever taken Cyborg to the ground. And that's part because she is so big and she's so strong. And I would love to see her against, let's say, a Holly Holm or a Ronda Rousey or a Miesha Tate. But I would also be happy to see her as the UFC featherweight champion as well. So I would love to see what's going to happen with her in the future and what she's going to do next. If she's going to stay in Invicta or she's going to eventually come over for a super fight or what's going to happen. But this woman is something that everyone should take a look at, because she is my number one pound-for-pound fighter. And she's a lot of guys and a lot of people's number one pound-for-pound fighter, because she deserves it. And so, in recapping, the pound-for-pound, our top 10 pound-for-pound fighters, just my list, which was number 10 was Angela Lee from one championship. Number 9 was Tanya Evinger. Number 8 was Amanda Nunez. Number 7 was Claudia Gadelha, who is actually fighting Joanna. Number 6 was Kat Zingano, which is also fighting this week. Number 5 was Holly Holm. Number 4 is the UFC Women's Champion and Miesha Tate. Number three is Ronda Rousey. Number four is Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And then our number one fighter is Chris Cyborg. And with that, that concludes our pound-for-pound rankings for women's mixed martial arts. The mixed martial arts division is going to have some major fights this week where this pound-for-pound ranking could really get shaken up. And even after fight week, there's a number of great fights that are on the horizon here. So I'm very curious to see what happens to my pound-for-pound rankings. And as I mentioned before, this is International Fight Week, and a lot of it's going to be on Fight Pass. If you get a chance, go out and take a look at some of the fights, because there's some really great fighters out there and some really great matches. As far as our pound-for-pound ranking for women, if you don't agree with it, let me know. Send me a message on Twitter. I'll be happy to hear what your thoughts are. You know, give me your pound-for-pound ranking. And like I said, because I always check my my Twitter account. But with that, I'm going to close it out by saying, you know, if you get a chance, you can check us out on by going to gsmcpodcast.com. You can download us on iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud. And like I said before, you can always reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. I always follow my Twitter account. So any comments or questions that you may have, you know, reach out to me. And if you ever want to come on the show, if you're a UFC fighter or a women's fighter who wants to come on, or a guy, reach out to me. With that, thank you and enjoy the fights.